Welcome, eco-conscious viewers, to Planet Earth, our loving home. Today, we present the second episode in our two-part series on the catastrophic impact of floods on humankind and our planet. Floods occur when enormous amounts of water inundate land surfaces through such events as excessively heavy rainfalls, cyclones, tsunamis, storm surges, melting of ice sheets and glaciers, and so on. In its numerous reports, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, has observed there have been widespread increases in sudden heavy rainfall events around the world, even in places where the total amount of rain received annually has been decreasing. Prominent scientists everywhere point to global warming as a reason for this worrisome phenomenon. Climate change researchers have found that animal agriculture is overwhelmingly responsible for the warming of our planet. This harmful activity releases immense quantities of lethal greenhouse gases, and the industry is also the primary cause of the majority of the world's deforestation and land degradation. The alterations to the planet's atmosphere and land surfaces from livestock raising have wreaked havoc on the natural interactions between ecosystems and the hydrological cycle. Thus far in 2010, floods have caused grievous suffering to humans and animals, as well as utter devastation to property, crops, and the environment. During this period, China has been the most severely flood-affected nation in the world.
Floods occurred on Friday, April 17th, in Altai City of Alahakou County, affecting over 500 homes, blocking roads, and damaging property. In southeastern Jiangxi Province, the rainy season arrived half a month early, forcing hundreds of people to evacuate as torrential precipitation drenched 45 counties.
Central China's Hunan province was inundated with an average rainfall of 112 millimeters for a week beginning on April the 17th, causing the Exan River to rise by up to 6 meters, with nearly 300 embankment breaches reported. Officials said that the resulting floods claimed one life in a landslide and caused property loss for more than 900,000 people, as the waters swept through 27 counties, collapsing at least 4,600 homes and submerging nearly 40,000 hectares of farmland.
Starting on the evening of May 5th, forceful rain, hail, winds, and a rare tornado with gusts of up to 112 kilometers per hour impacted the provinces of Sichuan, Chongqing, Weizhou, Jiangxi, Guangdong, and Hunan. The storms set off mud rock slides and flash floods and threatened to breach reservoirs as water levels in rivers swelled and burst levees. According to the Office of State Flood Control and Drought Relief Headquarters, 2.55 million residents were affected, with nearly 10,000 homes flattened and 100,000 hectares of arable land ruined. The central government allocated $4.5 million to help with recovery efforts in Chongqing Municipality, where 31 fatalities were reported.
Torrential precipitation on May 31st flooded 27 counties in Guangxichuan Autonomous Region, causing landslides. More than 80,000 evacuated as thousands of homes and nearly 78,000 hectares of crops were devastated.
The Chinese government reported on Saturday, June the 12th, that abnormally heavy seasonal flooding across 21 provinces caused at least 155 fatalities, with 1.3 million people uprooted, as 140,000 homes collapsed and 2 million hectares of crops were affected. As of Friday, June the 11th, direct economic losses had reached $6.5 billion, an amount nearly four times higher than in the previous year.
According to the Chinese Ministry of Civil Affairs, 199 people had succumbed since mid-June to the relentless rains and floods that swept through 10 southern provinces, with 123 still missing as of Tuesday, June 22nd. The extreme weather affected over 29 million people, with 2.37 million displaced, after 195,000 homes were destroyed and 568,000 were damaged.
At the end of June, heavy rain throughout southern China caused hundreds to perish. In Jiangxi province, at least 100,000 people residing along the Fu River were left to rely on aid after the Changkai levee was ruined amidst the region's worst floods in a century.
现在我在江西抚州市畅凯镇洪水决堤口。 这里也是受灾最为严重的地区。你好，您能为我们讲述一下当时的受灾情形吗？我们这里下雨，每天下了四五天，每天降雨平均要过一百多米。打交接梯打到就是在这里，就是在这个府，这是府，土地呢就来救人的地方，专业的消防员。
When we return, we'll continue our review of destructive climate change-induced floods that have occurred thus far in 2010. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. This is Planet Earth, our loving home on Supreme Master Television, where we're featuring part two of our presentation on the severe effects of floods on humanity and the environment. The colossal damage and pain caused by the floods during 2010 have profoundly affected the Chinese people. The nation joined together in August to honor some of those who were casualties of natural disasters.
On Sunday, August 15th, Chinese leaders, students, workers, and overseas nationals honored 1,248 brethren who had lost their lives, as well as the some 500 still missing from the recent massive mudslides and floods in Zhouchu County of northwest China's Gansu Province. In Beijing, President Hu Jintao led top Chinese government officials in a 3-minute silent tribute, while more than 5,000 rescuers and villagers stood on the mudslide debris at Dongchu Village in Zhouchu, and approximately 10,000 gathered at a city square in Lanzhou. All entertainment activities were also suspended across the country as part of the commemoration.
Other areas of the world have also experienced relentless, frightening floods in 2010, with an enormous toll taken on families, homes, livelihoods, crops and animals.
At least 18 people died and 87 were injured when waves of torrential rains pummeled southern Colombia at the end of May. Floods and landslides uprooted thousands across 134 municipalities as 15,000 homes were damaged.
Perdimos totalmente todo lo que había en nuestras casas y quedamos sin nada, completamente sin nada porque el lodo.
Nosotros, pues de todas maneras, sufrimos porque no dormimos, nos comemos tranquilos.
Lo más he perdido el niño, que además, pues no lo consigue de todas maneras. Y le doy muchas gracias que no nos dejen así desamparados. Que muchas gracias.
Beginning of July, two people lost their lives and over 200,000 were displaced throughout 400 villages as floods massively disrupted the state of Assam, India. Thunderstorms smashed homes and uprooted trees and electric and telephone poles. The region's Kaziranga National Park has also been deluged by the swollen Brahmaputra River, forcing scores of already endangered animals, including rhinos and elephants, to retreat to nearby hills for safety.
At least 30 people succumbed to days of continuous rainfall that resulted in flooding and landslides across Yemen's northwestern regions on Wednesday, July 14th. Seven perished when a vehicle was swept away in the Mashana district of Ibb province, while a rock slide in Damar province collapsed a dam, leading to flooding that took five lives and injured four others, while submerging a health center, farms, and roads. Floods caused fatalities in two refugee camps, where some 200 families were displaced, while in the capital, Sana'a, roads were blocked by rising waters that also flowed into residents' homes.
At least 14 people died after torrential rains triggered inundations in the border regions of Poland, Germany and the Czech Republic on Saturday, August the 7th. Several towns and villages were completely isolated, while homes, cars and bridges were destroyed, with thousands more houses losing electricity. In northern Czech Republic, at least 1,000 people were evacuated, including residents in areas below two dams that threatened to burst as water levels rose, as well as three summer camps. In the towns of Krastava and Friedland, police and military helicopters saved people stranded on the roofs of their homes. Hundreds of German and Czech firefighters worked side by side to lessen water levels submerging a major international railway line connecting Prague, the Czech Republic, and Berlin, Germany. Meanwhile, in Poland, another 2,000 people were evacuated by firefighters via boats, assisted by emergency workers from neighboring Germany, as the southwestern town of Bogotinia was inundated following the overflowing of the Medjanka River, which destroyed several homes and displaced 700 people.
As flooding swept through Ethiopia's north-central Amhara region, 19 people were reported to have lost their lives on Wednesday, August 25th, with nearly 9,000 evacuated to safer ground. The floods followed over a month of unusually heavy rains, which also submerged or washed away more than 6,000 hectares of crops. Three lowland districts were especially affected as rivers swelled in the hills of the Oromia zone, and over 53,000 households in five other zones were affected. Regional governments and aid agencies such as the United Nations World Food Programme and World Vision assisted with shelter and emergency aid. while extended family members also offered their care.
While many praiseworthy efforts are made by governments and non-governmental organizations around the world to save people's lives and provide them with immediate assistance, provisions and care, the one sure thing that can help prevent all these unforgiving catastrophes is the harmonious, compassionate, organic vegan diet. Supreme Master Ching Hai often conveys this simple message to the world.
My heart is troubled every day, thinking of all these innocent people and all the defenseless animals who have to suffer in this great upheaval we call climate change. But we still have time. We could not reverse the effect of climate change in the past. Whatever happened due to typhoon and flood and earthquake, etc., we could not reverse the effect. But we could stop future disaster by returning to compassionate vegetarian diet and encourage others to do the same. The government has power to do this. I beg all the governments of the world, please do this before it's too late, for the sake of your citizen and your own children as well.
Thank you, caring viewers, for joining us on today's program. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May we soon have a world full of bliss and tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.